From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. After several highly publicized security gaffes at the agency she headed, Secret Service Director Julia Pearson has stepped down. Pearson's resignation was accepted by Homeland Security Director Jay Johnson and approved by the President. Representative Elijah Cummings is the top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee and said Pearson needed to go.
So I didn't see how she could, at the same time, address things like the culture, protocol, training, and at the same time lift the morale of the organization and protect the president and his family and all the others they are duty-bound to protect.
An incident last month where a knife-wielding man was able to jump the fence and make his way inside the White House before finally being stopped drew intense criticism for the Secret Service. President Obama and his family were not there at the time. In Jacksonville, Florida, Michael Dunn has been found guilty of murder in the shooting death of 17-year-old Jordan Davis in a dispute over loud music. NPR's Greg Allen reports it was Dunn's second trial on murder charges.
It was a day after Thanksgiving in 2012 when Michael Dunn pulled into a gas station and convenience store and parked alongside an SUV containing four teenagers. Dunn and one of the passengers, Jordan Davis, got into an altercation over the teenagers' loud rap music. It ended when Dunn took out a pistol and fired 9 shots into the SUV, killing Davis. Dunn said he believed he saw Davis holding a shotgun and was in fear for his life. No other weapons were found. In an earlier trial, Dunn was found guilty of 3 counts of attempted murder on the lives of the 3 surviving teenagers. That jury deadlocked on the murder charge. In this retrial, the jury took just 4.5 hours to find Dunn guilty of first-degree murder, a charge that carries a life sentence. Greg Allen, NPR News.
Rhode Island health officials report a 10-year-old child has died due to a dangerous combination of a severe bacterial infection along with a respiratory virus that sickened hundreds of children around the country. NPR's Patty Naiman has that story.
State health officials say the deadly combination is extremely rare. It's not clear how the child became infected with the bacterial infection Staphylococcus, which is commonly found in hospitals. The child was also infected with the enterovirus D68 or EVD68. Health officials don't know whether the virus played a role in the child's death. Nationwide, at least 472 people, mostly children, have been sickened by EVD68. Health officials say most patients suffer only mild cold-like symptoms and recover quickly, but some, particularly those with asthma, can progress to wheezing and difficulty breathing. Officials say parents should make sure their child's asthma is under control and seek medical help if children start having trouble breathing. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
Manufacturing showed signs of slowing last month, and that apparently weighed on Wall Street today. All three of the major stock market indices down more than 1%. The Dow dropped 238 points. The Nasdaq was down 71 points. This is NPR. The sister of the man identified as the first Ebola patient diagnosed in the U.S. says he notified health workers that the first time he went to the hospital that he was visiting the U.S. from Liberia. According to the woman, her brother went to a Dallas emergency room Friday and told officials he'd come from the country, one of the epicenters of the current outbreak, but was sent home with antibiotics. She says he returned 2 days later when his condition worsened. A 9-member team of health officials have been working to track anyone who may have been in contact with the man. A federal judge in Seattle has declined to stop the deportations of 8 immigrant minors who are suing the government over the right to be represented by a lawyer. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez explains, the suit seeks to slow down so-called rocket docket legal hearings.
The suit was filed by the ACLU and other immigrant advocacy groups on behalf of 8 minors who argue the federal government should provide them with lawyers in their deportation hearings. U.S. District Judge Thomas Zille said he is sympathetic to the minors' plea for legal assistance, but they had not yet exhausted their options in the courts. He did not rule on the question of whether they are entitled to government-paid legal representation. According to federal records, immigrants without lawyers have little chance of avoiding deportation. The Obama administration wants the minors' suit dismissed, but the Justice Department plans to spend almost $2 million to help legal aid organizations representing immigrant minors. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Washington.
An Oregon man has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for his role in plotting to bomb a crowded holiday event in Portland's main square in 2010. The man, Mohammed Mohammed, was sentenced today in U.S. District Court in Portland in connection with a plot which turns out to have actually been a well-orchestrated FBI sting. Agents posing as Al-Qaeda recruiters supplied a fake car bomb the former Oregon State University student tried to set off. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.